Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad our good friend Karen Cortell Reisman is here, too. Karen is a 13-year member of our Brain Trust. She's one of the top communication experts on the planet. She is the author of a number of books, including The Naked Truth About Selling and also The Naked Truth About Giving Great Speeches. She is the third cousin, once not removed from Albert Einstein. Her is it your mother and your grandmother and Einstein were first cousins? Is that right, Karen?
They were. They were close friends.
Yeah, close friends.
I always say I inherited his hair texture.
Welcome back, Karen.
Thank you. Always good to be on your show.
So, I love telling stories. I've been telling stories all my life, in business especially. I learned how to create, I learned how to sell years and years ago, decades ago, by using closing techniques that would help me tell a story. And I attribute whatever success I've had in the marketplace to being able to get people to listen to how I wanted to tell the story. And I would use closing techniques, like one of my favorites is the similar situation close, it's very
right.
Powerful. And so I'd like for you to you do a great job of helping people learn how to convey their message in a form of storytelling. So
absolutely,
talk to us about that.
What I do is my business is called Speak for Yourself, and I speak to decision makers on how to speak for yourself to make more money. And one of the prime ways we can do that is through storytelling, but there are some rules and regulations on how to tell stories. And why should we tell stories? Because that makes your message stick.
It's primordial, isn't it? I mean, people...
Well, yes.
We're wired for that.
We are. We tell stories to our children when they go to sleep. If we think in a religious sense that the major... Quran, the Bible, the Torah, they're a combination of stories. And in our businesses, the stories make the message stick, and your prime story is about your business itself. And I thought, well, let's talk about stories today, because I just did a blog series on my blog about all the different ways that you should tell a story and what the mistakes are around telling stories and the prime best practices on telling stories. I did a little series, and they're every one of them is short and to the point. And so I thought, this would be a great time to share with our audience.
Here's an example of one of them.
Okay, there are some mistakes in telling a story, and here's one of them. Telling too much information, TMI, embrace your inner editor.
Right,
that's
right.
Mistake number one. Mistake number two, going down tangent lane. Now, details can add to your story, but ask yourself if those whole tangents move
right.
your story forward, or you just get sidetracked.
Well, how many times have someone started telling you something, and you're thinking you're following them, and all of a sudden they take a right turn, and you don't know, you didn't know they took a right turn.
All of a sudden
they brought in new information, and you're thinking, well, wait a minute, where's that fit?
If they're saying get to the point, They're being your editor. You're not being your own inner
right,
editor. But if
right.
somebody says you get to the point, then you've taken a side lane that you need to veer back into the main lane. Another mistake, informing us before you tell whatever it is you're saying that the story is funny.
Oh, yeah.
You might say,
no.
This story is really funny.
Right.
And let us be the analyzer of your material. And
here's another one, Karen. People do this. You see talking heads do this all the time, especially reporters. They'll say, this is interesting.
Exactly.
And I yell at them and I say, I'll be the judge of that.
Right. Or another big mistake I see is when people make themselves the hero in all of their stories. Please, you're not perfect.
Mm-hmm.
We always want to hear about your trips, your fancy meetings with CEOs, whatever. Sprinkle in your credibility during your storytelling. And that's a nice, subtle way of sharing some of your own accolades instead of just listing all your great stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But don't always, you know, I love the stories where people find out that I screwed up. And one of my favorite things to tell people, I've started many speeches this way. I say, one time I stood up to give a speech and my skirt did not.
That happened to me one time, Karen.
Oh,
I hate it. I hate it when that happens.
Yeah, well, I always say wear elastic, but I did. That's a story. It really happened, and maybe when we come back from break, I'll share how that happened. But it makes you human, and it makes you approachable, and the story makes sense and is relevant to the audience. And that's the other mistake we make is telling the wrong story to the wrong group.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if I don't want to go endlessly into stories about being a parent, which I am. If I'm talking to a group of people that have never had children.
Right.
Or sometimes if I tell just sports stories and I'm talking to a group that has never watched a game of football.
I love your sports stories, though, Karen. I could listen to your sports stories all day long. You know, there's one other thing that's really important about telling stories. The shortest stories are the best stories.
Right, less is more.
In my opinion. Because how many times do you have you hear people trying to tell a story, and it's probably a good story, they just won't get on with it. They keep dragging it out, and they give you too much stuff between. You got to learn how to cut things out, don't you, in your story?
I always say some detail is really clever.
Yeah.
But that is the reason I end up working with clients all the time on this, because you have to figure out how much is enough,
right,
so they can really understand it, and it can make your story more enjoyable and fun. But if you tell too many details, then we get lost.
Yeah. My wife is a professional pianist, and her teacher, she told me years ago, said, the best pianists don't know which notes to play. They know which notes to leave out.
What a great example.
I need your website, Karen.
Speakforyourself.com.
It's a good one, folks. Check out this blog series on storytelling. You'll be smarter. 20 after, right back with Karen Cortell Reisman.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.